Hey David, how do you maybe anticipate balancing how much he means to the franchise versus maybe how a player generally of at his position entering his 30s may age?
I think all of that is important. Who Pete is as a person is important. What he means to this franchise is important. Who he is as a player is also important, and what he contributes on the field. There's no magic formula to this. There's no equation that spits out what all of that is for us. And so there's judgment involved. There's evaluating the market involved. And we'll see how this process goes throughout the offseason.
Dude, it's very tough to read these answers on Pete because, like, I think they like him. I think they kind of want him back. I think it really just comes down to what does the market say? And what that also tells me, by the way, is this is going to take a while. That the Pete Alonso decision, one way or the other, is going to drag out. I don't necessarily think it's going to drag out the way the other Boris clients did. I'm not saying we're getting a spring training here, but like, Juan Soto starts free agency, in my opinion. I think that he signs. I was having this conversation off air today. Our boss was saying, "Hey, when do you think Juan Soto signs?" And I said, "December 5th." He's like, "December 5th? Why is that?" I said, "Right as the winter meetings are beginning." Because I don't think Juan Soto needs to wait. I think all the offers are going to come in. He's going to sit there like a king, and he's going to just decide, you know, whatever that decision is, and he's going to go somewhere. And I think everyone else, it takes time with. And I think Pete, trying to develop a market that will eventually develop, I think it's going to take time. And so I don't think Pete signs before the first of the year, because I think that there is going to be that poker game between Alonso and Stearns, in which they're kind of figuring out, well, okay, well, what's his worth?
What do you think is more likely? Pete Alonso signs a deal worth, you know, eight-year deal for $200+ million,
No.
or a qualifying offer with the Mets, a
I don't think
one-year deal?
either. I think they're both very unlikely. I think the qualifying offer is out. I think there's going to be a better market for him than that, despite him not having the kind of free agent year he wanted. I'll tell you why, by the way. I'll give you a reason. Because I think that if this failed, if free agency doesn't work out the way he wanted, I think he would get more than the qualifying offer on a short-term deal, even from the Mets. Like, with the if the market just doesn't develop and he won't accept whatever longish-term deal the Mets are willing to give him, I think he could come back and get one of those pillow contracts where it's like, all right, here's a 2-year deal, let's say $24 million a year, which is higher than the qualifying offer, and an opt-out after the first year. Like, I think the Mets would do it. Why would the Mets be against that? Like, I would want to give him as much money as possible on a shorter-term deal. If you're concerned about him breaking down or his age, or you're still not sure, things like that. So I don't think he has to accept the qualifying offer. And I'd be genuinely surprised if he got the contract you also described, a 7 or 8 year deal. And I'll tell you this, if he got that contract, it will not be from the New York Mets. He'll be on a different team if that's the case.
Yeah, I just hope that he's disappointed with what the offers are, and his safest bet is to come back to the Mets for a short-term deal. I want him on the Mets at least one more year. I want him to break the home run record. I want him to get another shot winning a ring. That's what my ideal goal would be. But again,
My ideal goal is a 4-year contract. Like, I think a 4-year deal is reasonable, and I don't think it's that risky. You know, I just don't. I don't think he's going to break down that horribly over the next 4 years. And look, I know businessmen may not look at it this way. I'm not sure if David Stearns would look at it this way, even though he's a Met fan, and he did admit that there's an emotional attachment when you make a decision like this. I think in a 4-year deal, even if it backfired, it's easy to say, all right, we're paying him for what he did. And even though that doesn't necessarily work for you, it's easier to rationalize than giving a 4-year deal to somebody else who just breaks down and fails, like somebody you signed as a free agent. But I know that's probably the fan in me talking, and I understand that.
You think that they would do both, though? They think they'd give Soto a 750 deal and then bring in Alonso for a 4-year
No.
deal? That's, yeah, exactly.
If I had to guess, I think it's one or the other. And I'm
Yeah.
making it clear right now that as much as I'm a Pete Alonso fan and I would love him on the team, I want to be realistic. Like, yeah, I know Steve Cohen's got more money than God, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't, being honest, like, no, I don't think they would invest, you know, $75 million in Juan Soto and Pete Alonso. Because I think Juan's definitely getting 50, and now you're talking about $25 million. No, I don't think they would. And I think that they have enough depth where they can sell, hey, Juan's going to grow up with the other kids on this team.